Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Watched the flag pass by one day. It fluttered in the breeze. A young Marine saluted it, and then he stood at ease. I looked at him in uniform, so young, so tall, so proud. With hair cut square and eyes alert, he'd stand out in any crowd. I thought about how men like him had fallen through the years, how many died on foreign soil. How many mothers' tears? How many pilots' planes shot down? How many died at sea? How many foxholes were soldiers' graves? No, freedom isn't free. I heard the sound of taps one night when everything was still. I listened to the bugler play and felt a sudden chill. I wondered just how many times that taps had meant amen. When a flag had draped a coffin of a brother or a friend. I thought of all the children, of the mothers and the wives, of fathers, sons, and husbands with interrupted lives. I thought about a graveyard at the bottom of the sea, of unmarked graves in Arlington. No, my friends, freedom isn't free. That's a beautiful poem by Kelly Strong. You can find out more about him online. The title is Freedom Isn't Free. I've read this poem as often as I can on my show for the last 16 plus years to remind you about those people that we commemorate today, that we remember, that we celebrate today on this Memorial Day. That's what we do on Memorial Day. What we're supposed to be doing is celebrating the lives, the sacrifice that, as Abraham Lincoln said, those who paid the last full measure. And they did that on behalf of a grateful nation. Folks, you and I are the nation. Are you grateful? Do you feel grateful? Maybe it's because you don't know, you don't have a name. Maybe it's because you don't know who you should be grateful to. Well, if you don't have a name, if you do, God bless you. If you don't, try a little harder. Ask someone. I bet if you tried just a little bit, you could remember someone that you know who paid the last full measure on behalf of you and me in some conflict of this country, some war of this country, where they were asked to go and stand by a grateful nation, by a nation that asked them to go and stand in harm's way on behalf of the rest of us, and they didn't come back. I bet you could find a name if you tried hard enough, and I'm going to give you three names. If you want to use these, feel free to use mine. They were all friends of mine. They were all fine young men, and their lives were cut short too soon. Daniel McGee. Joel Forrester. Joel Mock. Neither one of these three knew each other, but they were all three friends of mine. And I remember them because they all died in Vietnam. And these are names that you can use, or go find someone else's names and think of them. Remember those names. Think of those names and be grateful. Be part of, when someone says on behalf of a grateful nation, know what they mean when they say that. When you hear that, when you imagine a nation being grateful, when you know a name, if you know about someone who paid that price, the last full measure, then you can truly then be part of the grateful nation, not just a nation of citizens who barbecue on this day, who go to the pool on this day, who play golf on this day, who roam around and never for a moment inconvenience their mind, let alone their day, by a thought about those who paid the last full measure. And so I encourage you to do that. Before you go out and enjoy the day, which I want you to do, but before you go and do that, promise me that you'll find the name of someone. And you'll say their name, and you'll thank them, and you'll say a prayer for their family. On behalf of a grateful nation, those who paid the last full measure, we celebrate them today on this Memorial Day. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.